Going to college is truly a dream for a lot of people, not because they lack good grades, but because they lack the money. Well, Georgetown University is now joining a group of prestigious schools that's offering online courses for free. How does it work, and why are they doing it?
For that, we turn to Nick Anderson. He is the higher education reporter for The Washington Post. Nick, good to have you back on WTOP.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, so this is a story that began at Harvard and MIT, two of the most prestigious schools in the country. It happened, started last May. Now a number of elite schools are involved in edX. Give us an idea what this involves.
Well, this is known as the year of the MOOC, M-O-O-C, Massive Open Online Courses is the way it's called. These are courses that MIT, Harvard, now UC Berkeley, the University of Texas System, Wellesley College, and the latest Georgetown are offering on an online platform. They're free. That means that anybody can, with an internet connection, sign up and take one of their 9 courses so far. They're going to expand their course list in the next year, I believe, and add a lot more courses.
Hey, Nick, can you get credit for these courses?
Well, not from the colleges that are offering them. Right now, you're talking about some very elite schools where, you know, the tuition is $40,000 a year plus, and they're not able to necessarily verify that who is taking the course is who they are. And so for a lot of reasons of academic integrity and also reasons having to do with the nature of these colleges, they're not offering credit. What they are doing is consistent with what they say is their mission to sort of spread knowledge around the world, is just putting these courses up there and letting people take them as an experiment.
On the other hand, there are some people who say that by offering these sorts of courses, offering the stuff you would get if you went to Harvard online or go to Georgetown online, that you're diminishing the brand of the university. What about that argument?
Well, I can see that argument. You know, there's folks who say, hey, I worked hard to get into Harvard. I worked hard to get into MIT or Georgetown. And, we paid solid tuition money to get that degree. Why are you now giving it away for free to the world? The flip side of that argument is that for the universities, in a way, it's promoting their brand just to give a little taste of the universities. Remember, it's just a few courses that are online right now. Give a little taste of the university's courses to the world. They're able to go out to all corners of the globe and say, hey, here we are. Here's Wellesley. Here's Georgetown. Look at what we do. And it's kind of a brand promotion in a way, as much as it is a brand dilution.
Fascinating. So that's the rationale, Nick?
Well, it's one of the rationales. I mean, educators I talk to say that the thing they really want to know is how they can integrate this online education into the face-to-face instruction that they do on campus. You see, a lot of the students on campus and their professors, they're hip, they're with it, they're looking to the, you know, into the next century, and they're trying to figure out what makes sense to lecture on with a big lecture hall versus what makes sense to provide to people online. And then when they have the face-to-face discussion, instead of sitting passively in a lecture hall, they can kind of actively talk about projects and work on problem sets and do things together interactively to maximize the value of their time face-to-face on campus. That's an interesting aspect to this.
It's a definite issue we'll talk about more in the future. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thanks for having the Post.
Mm-hmm. Nick Anderson, he's the higher education reporter at The Washington Post.